Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling something that's quietly reshaping how brands get discovered online. If you've ever wondered why ChatGPT or Google Gemini recommends certain businesses and not others, you're in the right place. We're talking about building what's called a web of authority, and how one content synchronization protocol is making it possible for small and medium businesses to actually get cited by AI. I'm joined by a guest who's been deep in this space. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a shift that most business owners don't see coming, but it's happening fast.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is this web of authority, and why does it matter for AI engines like ChatGPT?
Right. So AI engines don't rank brands the way Google used to rank websites with keywords and backlinks. They look for consensus, basically. If your brand shows up consistently across multiple platforms in multiple formats, all saying similar things about your expertise, the AI starts to trust you as an authoritative source. That's the web. Think of it like this. One blog post is just noise, but a podcast, a news article, a video, an infographic, all covering the same topic at the same time, that's a signal AI can actually use.
That makes sense. So frequency and synchronization matter more than just volume.
Exactly. And that's where an 8-format content synchronization protocol comes in. You give it one core message, one insight your business wants to be known for, and it transforms that into 8 different content types, then distributes them across over 300 platforms simultaneously.
Wait, 8 formats from one idea? Walk us through that.
Sure. So you get a news article that goes out to Fox affiliates and Google News, an expert blog post, a podcast episode for Spotify and Apple Podcasts, a long-form video for YouTube, video shorts for TikTok and Instagram Reels, a visual infographic for Pinterest, an engaging flipbook for SlideShare, and social media posts for LinkedIn, Facebook, and X. All from that single topic brief.
That's wild. And all of that happens at once?
Yep, within 24 to 48 hours typically. The speed matters because AI engines index based on that consensus signal. When they see multiple authoritative sources mentioning your brand in the same time frame, they register it as verified authority. Traditional SEO approaches can take weeks or even months for that kind of thorough indexing across AI systems. This does it in a couple of days.
So to everyone listening, if you've been posting manually on social media or writing the occasional blog, you're basically invisible to these AI systems, right?
Fragmented content looks like noise. AI models need high-frequency data signals. Manual posting creates inconsistency, and inconsistency doesn't build trust in the eyes of an algorithm. I remember a client who was posting every single day on Instagram, spending hours on captions and hashtags. They came to us frustrated because they were barely getting any leads. Turns out, their efforts just looked scattered to AI.
Right, exactly. Working harder but getting less visible. That's the paradox.
Yeah, the harder they worked on isolated posts, the more invisible they became. It's a trap a lot of people fall into.
That point about high-frequency data signals sets up our next piece, how businesses actually identify their core message for this kind of campaign. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Leaf World Media, LLC, is a results-driven content marketing agency that helps businesses grow their brand, authority, and visibility through strategic content creation and distribution. Powered by the Omnicast platform, LeafWorld Media amplifies content across search engines, social media, video platforms, and high-authority media outlets to ensure consistent exposure. This approach allows clients to build trust, increase their online presence, and attract a steady flow of traffic and high-value customers. Learn more at www.leafworldmedia.com.
Picking up on those high-frequency data signals, how do businesses figure out what message to synchronize in the first place?
Great question. It starts with understanding what your customers are actually researching before they buy. We look at the questions they're typing into Google, the queries they're asking ChatGPT, the YouTube searches they're doing during their decision-making process. Those high-intent topics become the foundation. For example, a roofing contractor might focus on something like the top signs a homeowner needs a roof replacement. That's a question with buyer intent, and it's something AI engines will surface when someone asks.
So the focus is on what the customer needs to hear, rather than what the business wants to say.
Exactly. And once you identify that message, you refine it into a clear, repeatable insight. That becomes your master idea. Then the protocol takes over and deploys it everywhere.
I see. Interesting. What kind of results are businesses actually seeing from this?
The documented numbers are pretty striking. One client reported a 51 times return on investment. Another saw a 494% boost in sales, 300% more leads compared to single-channel approaches, and a 66% reduction in cost per lead versus paid advertising. One business grew from zero to over 60,000 monthly organic visitors in 15 months, which generated the equivalent of $180,000 in paid ad value.
Those are solid numbers. And I'm guessing those businesses aren't spending their entire budget on ads anymore.
That's the shift. Paid ads give you rented visibility. The moment your budget stops, your leads disappear. This approach creates permanent authority assets. Once that news article or podcast is published, it keeps generating authority and AI citations long after the campaign ends. You own the visibility.
Right. So we've established that synchronization beats fragmentation and that AI engines prioritize consensus. Or, putting it another way, scattered content gets ignored while coordinated content gets recognized. What's the practical first step for a business owner listening to this?
Start by identifying 3 to 5 questions your customers ask before they buy. Then ask yourself, if someone types that question into ChatGPT or Google, does your brand show up as the answer? If not, you're missing the opportunity. The entry-level synchronization protocol starts at $7.99, which covers the full 8 format creation and distribution across the platform network. That's a fraction of what traditional agencies charge for a single campaign.
And this whole approach is being called Answer Engine Optimization, or AEO, right?
Yeah, AEO is the new standard. Traditional SEO was about keywords and backlinks. AEO focuses on building a consistent, verified, synchronized data presence so AI models recognize you as the definitive source. When someone asks an AI assistant about your industry, AEO makes your brand the answer. It's kind of funny, actually. We used to obsess over page one rankings. Now, we're trying to become the only answer on page zero.
Page zero. I like that. Before we wrap, any final thoughts for business owners trying to stay ahead of this?
I'd say this. The visibility environment has changed dramatically. In 2026, building synchronized authority through AI channels is becoming critical for discoverability. Businesses that adopt this shift and own the conversation in their space are going to have a significant advantage over those still relying solely on traditional methods. Every week you spend posting manually is a week your competitors are building synchronized authority that AI engines will cite instead of you. The tools exist now to level the playing field. Use them.
Well said. Thanks so much for breaking this down. To everyone listening, if you want to learn more about how this all works, definitely check out the show notes. We'll be back next time with more insights on staying visible in the AI era. Until then, take care.